Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Destined to Last by Alyssa Johnson, narrated by Carmen Rose. Prologue. The Countess of Thurston was perfectly aware that it was most unseemly for a lady to run in public, which was why she chose to step briskly, very briskly, across Benton's small snow-covered town square. Lady Catherine and Beatrice Cole! The Countess was also quite aware that it was unseemly for a lady to raise her voice in public, but every mother had her limits, and her 5-year-old daughter Kate had an astonishing talent for pushing her past those limits. Lady Thurston had turned her back only a moment in the shop to greet Mrs. Newman, and when she had turned round again, Kate had vanished. What had followed was a frantic search of the shop, the 2 neighbouring shops, and then the town square, where she had finally spotted Kate's little blonde head peeking out from over a row of decorative evergreen hedges. Lady Thurston had managed to control her pace, but restraining her voice had been quite beyond her. Fortunately, by the time she arrived on the other side of those hedges and found Kate seated next to another child on a bench, her fear and the accompanying temper had eased enough for her to speak in the moderate tones far more suitable for both a woman of her rank and for reasoning with an impetuous and impossibly stubborn child. Catherine Cole, how many times have you been told you are not to run off without permission? Kate cocked her head, her light blue eyes squinting in thought. Oh, good heavens! 5-year-olds were so literal. I am not in search of an exact number, Kate. The point I'm making is that you know better. You shall not be allowed to play the pianoforte tonight.